Welcome to the SLAP Radio Policy Minute. I'm your political narrator, Kathy Jack Alamea, coming to you from the lovely island of Maui. Cannabis legislation is going forward with regard to legalization. Just legalize it already and set all my brown sisters free from prison for self-medicating their anxieties in this crazy world with weed. At least it's not alcohol. Why isn't that a gateway drug? Wouldn't it be better if all the psychos of the world were stoned rather than drunk? Think about it. In another corner of the Capitol, the Senate Hawaiian Affairs Committee, chaired by Miley Shimabukuro, killed SB 1321, which would have allowed the Department of Hawaiian Homelands to own casinos in Kapolei. Whose idea was this bill? You want to give casinos to DHHL before ensuring that they're doing a good job helping Kanaka Ohana get permanent homes? Why don't you ask DHHL to figure out why there's so many non-Hawaiians living on Hawaiian homesteads? No, you'd rather find other ways of making the Hawaiians more poor, right? Nice try. Bye, Felicia. On a happier note, kids who are 16 and want to emancipate from their parents may be able to do so without getting married. That's right. In Hawaii currently, the only way for kids to become legally free from toxic parents is to get married. Seriously? Get married at 16 and you can finally be free from child abuse? What? But finally, SB 821 SD1 is moving forward to the Senate Judiciary Committee for public hearing this Thursday. Don't kill it, Rhodes. That's the SLAP Radio Policy Minute. Get it while speech is still free. I'm Kathy Jack Alamea. See you next Sunday at 2 p.m. In the meantime, slap politics!